Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show program today, we're talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination as we welcome into the studio the Grace President Eileen Stevens. Al Kaczubski is here, who's working in publicity and going to talk about some of the exciting things coming up for next year, Grace, in 2025. And Leif Carlson is here talking about prevention, as we always try to work that, incorporate that into our programs as well. So first of all, let's start with Al over here in the corner. Al, we're getting into the winter months. But we're also looking ahead to some warm weather fun stuff for Grace next year already, aren't we?
We are, Phil, and good morning to you. So we've got the date for the next Race for Grace, and it's going to be May 17th, which is a Saturday. It's also Morel Mushroom Festival Saturday, so it's easy to remember, next year, 2025. So we're very excited for that.
That's going to be bigger and better. I know you were so impressed the first year, and I think a lot of times these things do grow from year to year, don't they?
We're really hoping it's going to grow. In fact, I would love to see it double. We had 203 people the first year, this past May, which was great. It was a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, but we also learned a lot of lessons, right? That first year was like, what are we doing? How do we do this? And, a lot of thinking going on. And now we're looking like, hey, we could improve over here or over there. And, I heard last year, this past May, I pretty much remember there was a speaker like flying through the air too. So maybe we can like duct tape that down so it doesn't happen this next year.
Yeah, we'll hope so. It always seems like it's a little windy in the month of May. That might have been part of it too.
Probably.
Would you like to go specifically into some of the changes you'd like to see or not?
Sure, yeah. We can talk about some of those. So the really good news is I've got a great crew helping me out. So you can never do these big events by yourself. So I'm getting some really good support by that, some great ideas. And one of the things we're hoping to do is when people are getting near the finish line, so Phil, thank you again for volunteering to be our DJ and our MC for the day, for the morning.
Are you asking me again? Or
I'm just making sure you remember.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Now we got it live on air.
We do. So, we got it on tape.
All right. Sounds good. But yeah, I'm very grateful for that. And you did an awesome job for the first one. But I think, I know we talked about where we want to get, the information to you, runner Bob is coming near the finish line and get that to you so you can announce it. So we want to do that type of thing. Also, we're looking to have the fire departments back again. So we'll have the firefighters, and we want to get those firefighter teams announced as they're getting near the finish line as well.
That's awesome. And I know last year, that was just so moving and inspiring. And I think you probably want to coordinate so maybe more people see that finish for the fire department, right?
Yes, yeah, so we're working on that. We're trying to, looking at the schedules of the races. And that's another thing we're trying to improve, too, because there were some, there were some jams, or some traffic jams with the runners, and we want to get the spacing a little better so we don't have the fast runners coming in with the slow runners sometimes. And so we're working on that, and I think we'll have it all straightened out and be even better than this first one.
When do you anticipate people can start signing up then online?
So officially you can do it, right after you're done listening to the morning show.
Ah.
So it's live now. If you go to walkwithgrace.com and right at the top of our page, there's a button that says find out more about the Race for Grace, and click on that and it'll take you to where you need to go.
Amazing. Price is going to remain the same then?
Yes. Great question. The prices are the same as last year. And now you're going to, I forgot to look at what date it was. There is a cutoff date for when the prices will go up, but it's on our website, so go check it out. But you have, you've got a few months for the early bird pricing, the get on it quick deal. And then the other thing that we will be updating on our website at walkwithgrace.com is also the t-shirt design. So right now we're just, last year we came up with a really cool design, and we're looking to change it up a little bit. So we're just trying to figure out how to change it up exactly and all agree on it, which is sometimes hard to do. Mm-hmm. But we're getting close to that. And when we have that ready, we'll have pictures of the t-shirt on the website as well. And that's also another thing that we're changing up too. So this first year, there wasn't, you always had to get a t-shirt. But now we're giving the people the option that if you don't want a t-shirt, you can opt out of it. The registration fee will be the same because it's all proceeds from this race do go directly to Grace. So we're keeping the prices the same. But if someone, you know, is a runner that does a lot of 5Ks or 10Ks and they just don't want another shirt, you don't have to get a shirt. So you can opt out of it.
I really thought your shirts were awesome in 2024. I mean, a lot of people raved about those, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did like them, and it was really cool. And just to see, you know, that morning to see so many people wearing the orange shirts was really cool. But then throughout the year, like I remember going to like some of the parades and like in Lone Rock, and I always saw a whole bunch of people with the orange shirts on. It's like it was pretty special.
Good publicity, you know, after the fact and also leading up to Grace too, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And it was also cool how we tied in the theme from the first race with making strides for a cure with the Walk with Grace too. So that was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to that, and we'll be promoting it more on these shows in the coming months and everything. So
absolutely.
It's nice to think about some warm weather things right now, isn't it? Let's also talk prevention. Leif Carlson is here. Leif, you drew the short straw to come in and talk to us, so we appreciate that. So
I'm happy to be here, Phil.
Filling in for Sherry Scott, I believe.
Yep. I've taken over as the chair of the prevention committee for the Grace Board this year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I'll be here more often than not.
All right. What is the subject you'd like to talk about today?
Mm-hmm. So in November, it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And so I want to talk about lung cancer and how we can prevent it.
Okay. So that's a pretty hot topic these days. We talk about all the vape products and a lot of things out there. You know, it's been in the news a lot lately, hasn't it?
Absolutely. The good news is that lung cancer rates are dropping. And it's all because of people quitting tobacco products. So there's fewer people smoking, and that has lowered the death rates that we were seeing. It was really, really bad before, but it's a terrible, terrible disease.
Mm-hmm. So do you have some facts and figures in front of you here in terms of lung cancer?
Yep. So some things that people need to know about lung cancer. First off, it's really, really deadly. It is the deadliest cancer of all cancers, more than colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer combined.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Yep. And from lung cancer. It's also common. For men, it's the second most common cancer behind prostate cancer. And for women, it's the second most common cancer behind breast cancer. So it's common, and it's really extremely deadly. So, you know, what can we do to keep that trend going down? Well, there's four ways that we can prevent, well, not prevent cancer from lung cancer, but we can lower the risk. And there's four ways that people can do that. So listen up. Number one, no tobacco products at all. Okay, so avoid the vaping, smoking, and breathing secondhand smoke. Tobacco is the main cause of lung cancer. Number two, avoid radon. So radon is a deadly gas that comes out of the earth into people's basements and homes. And some homes in our area have high radon levels, and radon has been associated with lung cancer. I called today over to the county to see if their test kits are ready, and their radon test kits are going to be ready in December. So mark your calendars, December 1st. You're going to want to head over to the county. They have free test kits. And you can, what you do is you put the kit in your house. And the reason they do it in December is because then your windows are shut. And the winter months are when the most radon gas would accumulate inside of a house. And you leave it. It's usually like a week, I think, that you leave the test kit. It's a box, and it can detect if you have radon. And there's no cost to have your house checked. And the good thing is, if it is, if you do have radon, it is avoidable in your house. There are mitigation ways that you can help your house so it avoids having the radon gas in it. Okay, third way to lower your risk is to eat a healthy diet. And I'm really happy with our walk around the world. We've been promoting the Mediterranean diet, lots and lots of fruits and vegetables. And it isn't for certain yet, but the American Cancer Society says that a healthy diet of fruits and vegetables may reduce risk. And so it's one of their four ways of lowering risk. And the fourth is to avoid cancer-causing agents. And one of those is diesel fumes. So if you are a mechanic or you know someone who's a mechanic and they're working inside of an unventilated garage and working around fumes, that is something that they should avoid. So make sure you always have really good ventilation when you're working on your automobile.
I'm sure the same holds true for someone, let's say they're a painter and things like that, to mask up and make sure to protect yourself if you can.
Yep. All the cancer-causing agents that are on the chemical lists on those, the warning labels, make sure you read those and follow precautions. Yep.
I know that, and you mentioned radon, too. Getting back to that a little bit, we have radon detectors in our homes lots of times, but this would be going above and beyond trying to just solve that a little bit then.
Yep. Yeah, this is a test kit. Mm-hmm. And, yep. And you follow the instructions on the test kit, keep it in your house, and then give it back to the county, and they will send it in and at no cost. So,
anything else you'd like to add on lung cancer?
Yep. So I want to get back to the people who are listening who are smokers. First off, I want to encourage anyone who meets these three criteria to make sure that you have been screened for lung cancer, and it's a CT scan that is the screening. So there are three criterias that we would call you at risk for lung cancer. First off, your age. If you're between 50 and 80 years old, not all people 50 to 80, you have to meet all three criteria, but that's the first. Second criteria, you've been smoking one pack of cigarettes per day or more. And the third criteria is for 20 years. So those three things put together, 20 years of smoking, at least a pack a day, and 50 to 80 years old, put you at risk for lung cancer. The reason you want to get screened is then they can do an early detection. And like any other cancer, the earliest that you can be detected, the better chance you have of surviving lung cancer. So,
from what I've read, the lungs, for lack of a better word, kind of rejuvenate or regenerate very quickly after you quit smoking.
Yeah, even 1 to 2 months after quitting smoking, the lungs show signs of improvement. And I think I believe it's 10 to 15 years, then they're like almost as good as new. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really cool. So that brings up then, how do you quit? There are so many resources that I was able to find online, and I'm just going to mention a phone number if you want to quit. I'm going to say this number, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, which is 1-800-784-8669. And that's a tobacco quit line. And every state in the United States has these tobacco quit lines, and they have places to give you resources to help you quit. There are also online resources at the American Cancer Society. Is just a great place to go and look up how you can quit. And I did that today. And I've got a few things that people can do. If you are a smoker and you want to try this yourself, here are some things. First, just cut down on your use. If you're doing one pack a day, 20 cigarettes, you know, try for 19 for a week. Try for 18 for a week. So cut down your use. Eventually, you will be able to maybe work towards breaking the habit. Cut back when and wherever you can cut back. And put off tobacco when you have a craving. There are 4 D's that are taught to people who are trying to quit smoking. And they are to delay for 10 minutes. So if you're going to grab a cigarette and you want to quit, set a timer 10 minutes and don't do it. Okay, repeat that and just keep going until that urge goes away. Number two is to practice deep breathing. People who are trying to quit are taught how to use breathing techniques to help stave off the craving. Drinking water is the third of four D's, to drink water. And the final one is do something else. So when you have that craving to smoke, do something different. If you can do those things and quit smoking, like Phil said, your lungs are going to heal. Your risk of tobacco, of lung cancer is going to greatly decrease. So
you're going to notice a little more change in your pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling too, I think, right?
It's all, yep, for sure.
Yeah,
tobacco, the cost of cigarettes, I don't even know. But it just seems like a lot of money.
I've been behind people in line, you know, when they buy a carton or whatever, and it just blows me away that they're that expensive. So yeah, you'd notice health benefits and money benefits right away.
Yep.
So
for those listeners out there, if you are a smoker, please give it a shot. Again, that number, if you would like a tobacco quit line, is 1-800-QUIT-NOW, which is 800-784-8669.
Good information, Leif.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks for bringing that in. We also have Eileen Stevens in the studio today. Eileen, last time you were here, you had the big news about the upcoming car raffle. Any developments in that regard?
Yes. Good morning, Phil. Yes, we're still working on it. Jones has the car up to BL Signs, and they're working on doing the wrap and design on it. We're hoping to have that. We thought we might have it by the end of this week, but it looks like it might be early next week. So as soon as we have that, they're going to let us know. We'll get that social media blast out. Joneses will have their professional photographer do pictures and do promotions. So we are excited. The board has discussed that we are going to be selling 6,000 tickets. Then all the team members and businesses, they're all got the opportunity to participate in that. Tickets will be $20 a piece or six tickets for $100.
That's a good deal. Out of curiosity, Alan, how many tickets did you sell for the ATV a couple of years ago? Do you recall what the goal was?
Yeah, we purchased 4,000 tickets, but we sold probably like 3,600, 3,700, something like that.
So the goal is to sell quite a few more of these.
Right, to sell quite a few more. We kind of polled people to see if, you know, if we did the UTV again, if we did a car again. And of course, you got to keep things fresh and new as well. But there's more people that use the vehicle than they would the UTV. So you have a different clientele, a different, you know, circle of influence that you're working with. And, you know, people are excited. So we'll, you know, I think teams can really sell them. We want to make sure that, you know, people are actively selling them if they're taking the tickets. We don't want to run into the night of the walk having several hundred dollars worth of tickets turned in when, you know, because we had that happen, you know, with the previous. We were asking for tickets to be turned back. People were coming into the office to get tickets. We didn't have them. And then the night of the event, you have hundreds of dollars worth turned in unsold. We want to avoid that, so we'll make sure that we're really handing out tickets that will be sold.
I know that the initial announcement you guys made, I heard a lot of positive feedback. You've created a buzz, I think, for next year's Grace, haven't you?
Yes, people are excited about it. I get calls or somebody will see me out and about and they'll ask when we're going to start selling tickets. They're excited about it. I mean, it's pretty. I think the car is pretty.
And you've had some events going on. Lots of people are already raising money for next year. Al?
I was just going to say, we're really hoping to have the tickets available. So, you know, these could be stocking stuffers for people.
Oh.
Who would love to, you know, get a vehicle for $20, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to be excited. I think a lot of tickets are going to be sold. You know, we're starting earlier on this than we did with the UTV. A lot of great opportunities coming up to support Grace.
And the goal is to drive it in a few parades, maybe?
Right. We're putting a whole list together and people too, call us and let us know. Any parade that's in our service area, community events or fun, any events that towns or communities have that bring people to their, you know, the Mushroom Festival, we'll be down there, we'll have it in that parade. So if, you know, anybody, Boscobel, Spring Green, Casanova, you name it, in our service area that's having an event, let us know. We'll get the vehicle out there. We have, you know, I said we're going to sell tickets, or as Alan mentioned, tickets as soon as we can. Once we have the ticket approved by the state, we're going to get them printed. And if we have tickets next week, we'll start handing them out and getting, start selling.
Indeed. And Jones's is working in cooperation. I presume they insure the vehicle for you and everything? Is
right.
That how it works?
Jones has possession of the vehicle, mm-hmm. and then Grace will purchase it. And then my understanding, I'm not the expert in this, so but it's my understanding is that we will purchase the vehicle, and then it is the title's transferred to the winner.
Okay, wonderful. That's going to work out well, Alan.
So not only parades, but we're just like we did with the UTV, we're going to have it at different events, different businesses as well. So keep your eye out for the Grace Automobile. It'll be out there at a business near you.
It's a pretty one.
It's a pretty one. It is. It's a pretty one. The Joneses picked the color when they saw what our, you know, the logo and stuff like that. You know, Michael's like, nope, it's not going to be white. It's got to be this one. Mm-hmm. And it really made when BL Design put the design, or BL Signs put the design on, it just popped. It's nice. And then,
it's
of course, the
bluish color, right?
It's a bluish color. Yeah. Yes, yes. And we'll have that posted hopefully next week. And then, you know, the winner, it'd be nice to, you know, they might want to keep the design on it for a while or take part of the wrap off and keep part of it on, whatever they want to do. That's the wrap will be removable for the winner, but if they like it, they keep it driving it.
They can keep it on there. That's awesome. And you mentioned social media. You're going to be kind of taking a step ahead and kind of pushing that even more in the future, aren't you?
Right. I mean, social media, that's a lot of work. And Alan has done a tremendous job on it. But he's, you know, he gets a lot of, he's got a lot on his plate. So the board did reach out to Adam Hess with Far Sky Media to see if he would be interested in helping us with our social media. He was excited to participate. The board, you know, jumped on and I mean, we're excited. December 1st, you'll probably see some changes, and that will be at the magic fingers of Adam Hess taking it over. Taking it over. We're not totally going to let Alan off the hook.
You're still going to have some input, though, Alan. Right?
Probably, yes. Yeah. But we are excited for him, and he does a wonderful job with so many different Facebook posts and Instagram posts for other companies, other organizations, and we are truly excited to have him involved with Grace. We've met with him, we've talked with him a couple of times, and he's excited, so I think it's going to be really great for the organization.
Great. We'll come back and talk a little bit more here about Grace. We're going to talk about how to apply if you need to do that. That's when we return with the morning show. Welcome back to the morning show. Grace is the subject, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. As Leif Carlson spoke earlier, Alan Kaczubski and Eileen Stevens are here as well as we wrap up our conversation. I think one of the first things we want to mention was if someone is listening, how to apply. I don't know if we can say that enough on the air, Alan.
Absolutely, Phil. You know, we want to get that reminder out there. You know, one of the main purposes of Grace is to help our local cancer patients. And we just want to remind people we're there for you. So there's some forms that you need to fill out to apply, and the easiest way is probably going to our website, walkwithgrace.com, and then on the menu, go to resources, and then underneath that, local cancer patients, how to apply. And once you get to that page, there's different directions for what forms you need to fill out and what you need to do with them. But the biggest thing to remember is go to walkwithgrace.com, resources, local cancer patients, how to apply. And then fill out the forms, and then you can mail them or you can just bring them into the Grace office. We have our hours out there, but I'll let you know now as well. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 1. And you know, if that time doesn't work out or you can't mail it, you're not comfortable mailing it, you can give us a call and we'll figure something out. Because bottom line is we want to be there for people. We want to help you out. And we know it's not always easy to ask for help. And we just want to be there for you. And just a reminder for people, you know, there's no income guidelines. And if you're getting assistance from someone else already, that's okay. We don't disqualify you for that. The biggest need that you need to be is to be in our service area, which is all of Richland County and the bordering townships. And if you have a question, am I in the service area or not? We have a different area on our website underneath About and then Service Area on the menu that you can see a map and more details on that. And then the other thing, of course, is to have an active cancer diagnosis. So there's some forms for that, for asking for some verification of those details.
I know that you can fill it out for a family member, right? You know, you can fill it out for somebody else and ask for assistance in that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Definitely. And then we have the other important thing to let people know and to remind people of is that we take confidentiality very serious, right? So I've been on the board for Grace. Now I'm on my third year, and I don't know the people that we've helped. And unless you've been like an ambassador for Grace, or if someone comes up to me and actually admits and thanks me, otherwise I have no idea. It's completely anonymous. It's completely confidential. And that's one of the really cool things with Grace. There is one person, and she is our local cancer patient coordinator, Joanna Mell. And she is a nurse, and she knows who the patients are. But then once she processes the paperwork, she creates a unique number for that person. And that's how we refer to that case from there on. So when the board votes to approve assistance for someone, we see a number and we never see the name, which I think is really cool.
Right. When does the walk around the world for Grace start up again, Leif?
We'll be getting the walk around the world started in January 1st, 2025. Okay.
Can you let us in on any goals? Where are we walking to this year?
We're going around the world again. We're going to go back. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll try to get twice around, and we're going to go back to the themed potlucks again of the different countries where we are as we circumnavigate the world.
Lots of recipes have been asked for during that time, too.
Yeah, it's really fun. So
good education.
We'll be doing the potlucks. If people are setting their calendars, they're going to be the first Monday at the community center, first Monday of every month, we'll meet for potluck dinners.
Alan brought up a point. He was talking about ambassadors, but I think it's not too early to start encouraging people to come forward, nominate somebody. We'd like to have a strong class of ambassadors again next year, wouldn't we, Alan?
Oh, most definitely, yes. If there's an ambassador, if an individual themselves wants to be an ambassador, or if a family member wants to nominate, I would just ask that they make sure it's okay with the individual that they nominate them to be an ambassador. Having ambassadors is very important, and the sooner we start, the more, you know, the more applications we may get in, so we're not struggling at the last, or June is not struggling at the last minute, you know, trying to get more applications in. So certainly you apply.
Could you use more board members?
Board members, we, of course, recently, I think the last time we were on, we'd mentioned we added two more board members. We did have another person reach out that is interested in joining the board. They've officially applied. We will be talking about that as the board and do a vote and, you know, possibly have that position filled by next month. And then just to let you know, we do have two more seats open. So we would love to get those filled with the board right now. They're energetic. They're just filled with ideas. They're, you know, everybody works together so well. It's growing bigger and stronger. And I just see us moving forward to the strong foundation that was built. So we can always honor that past of what was built, but keep it fresh, keep it strong, and moving forward to keep building it stronger.
How often do you meet as a board?
As a board, we meet once a month. We meet the second Tuesday of the month at the Grace office. We target 6:30 to 7:30, so we, you know, have it pretty structured that we're not, you know, consuming the entire evening of people. But if we have good conversation going related to what we're talking about, you know, we may go a little over, but I don't think we've ever gone more than a half hour over, usually 5-10 minutes, but it's good conversation. We keep it focused. We keep it on there. We keep it going.
I know we're already talking about some unique opportunities for fundraising and things like that. If somebody has an idea, they should come forward, maybe put a bug in your ear, right?
Definitely. If anybody has a team wants has an idea they want to do for a fundraiser, let us know.
Well, thanks for all you do, guys. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
We're talking about Grace here. We do that each and every month here on The Morning Show from WRCO.
Or PIC maintenance or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
WRCO.
Good morning. News Time at WRCO is coming up, and today it is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy along with BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 28, cloudy with a few flurries this morning, maybe some breaks of sunshine later. Northwest winds at 5 to 13. We have a northwest wind at 2 right now. It is 12 degrees.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
I'm Phil Neen with WRCO News. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler launches a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. In a statement issued on Sunday, Wickler said the Democratic Party needs to be stronger to take on President-elect Donald Trump and, quote, the Republican extremists. The 43-year-old Wickler has been state Democratic Party chair since July 2019, during which time Wisconsin Democrats have won 9 of the last 12 statewide races. Wickler said he's helped transform the party into an organizing and fundraising and winning machine. Current DNC chair Jamie Harrison is not seeking re-election. DNC members will elect a new chair on February 1st. Seeking a serial arsonist in northwest Wisconsin. There were no new suspicious fires reported over the weekend in Sawyer County, where the Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin Department of Justice State Fire Marshal's Office are seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect in 6 fires over a 10-day period in the Radisson, Exland, and Birchwood areas. Sawyer County Sheriff Doug Morotek said last week, releasing the surveillance footage of a person near the scene of one fire hopefully would be helpful. Anyone with information that can lead to the investigation getting closer to solving the crime is urged to contact the tip line established for the investigation, which is 844-267-0711. A Madison bookstore is closing after 70 years in business. Paul's Bookstore opened on State Street in 1954. Founder Paul Askins died in 1975, and his widow Carol has run it ever since. A social media post last week said the venerable bookshop is winding down its business and will close in early 2025. The Instagram post reads, "It's been an adventure and a labor of love, and now it's time to say goodbye. Stop in, find a good book, say hello and goodbye, and keep on reading." Gift cards are one of the most popular gifts around the holidays, but be careful when you're buying them. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says criminals have ways to take money out of those cards if you're not careful. Only buy gift cards directly from the retailer and inspect the cards before you buy them to see if safety features are still in place, and never use a gift card to pay someone over the phone. That's one of the favorite ways for criminals to take your money. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Betty Jo Nelson, who died October 17th at the age of 89. Former Representative Nelson was first elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly via special election in 1979 and ultimately served 6 terms in the Wisconsin State Legislature, representing the 10th Assembly District from 1979 through 1979.
1983, the 5th Assembly District from 1983 through 85, and the 10th Assembly District again from 1985 through 1990. In 1987, former Representative Nelson made history as the first woman elected to serve as minority leader as well. During her time as an elected official in Wisconsin, she served on many notable committees, such as the Joint Committee on Finance. Services for former Representative Betty Jo Nelson will be held today in Milwaukee. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual holiday concert coming up Wednesday, December 4th at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The bands will be performing holiday classics that will set the mood for the holiday season. The Richland Center High School Bands will also be holding the annual Cookie Walk prior to the concert. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons Auditorium area. Cookie sales will start at 6. There will also be Meet for the Beat raffle tickets available in the concert area. The RCHS bands will be sponsoring the 17th annual Meet for the RCHS Band Beat raffle. This year's prizes are first prize quarter beef, second prize whole hog and a stick of summer sausage, third prize 12 3-pound rump roasts, four packages of wieners, six packages of two chicken breasts, and one stick of summer sausage. These prizes are sponsored by the Ed Martin and Dr. Terry Moen families. The drawing will be held on Friday, December 20th. Winners need not be present to win. All prize winners will be contacted by phone and announced here over WRCO Radio. Get your holiday season started with great music, delicious cookies, and a chance to win your holiday dinner. Join the talented RCHS band students Wednesday, December 4th. Admission is $5 or by activity pass as well. And the 2025 annual Wisconsin State Trail Passes go on sale today. A state trail pass is required for all people age 16 or older who bike, cross-country ski, horseback ride, or inline skate on certain trails. A state trail pass is not required for walking or hiking. The DNR reminds the public that the annual state trail passes are different from vehicle admission passes. The annual state trail pass is valid for the calendar year. A 2025 annual state trail pass will expire December 31st of 2025, regardless of when it was purchased. The DNR offers the option to purchase a state trail pass online at dnr.wisconsin.gov. State trail passes can also be bought at individual properties via drive-up window service or electronic sales kiosks, DNR service centers, or a DNR-affiliated vendor or sub-vendor.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
The weather forecast calls for a high of 28, a few flurries along the way this morning, and then breaks of sun later on, a northwest wind at 5 to 13. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 15, and Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 29. Wednesday, upper 30s, with a few snow showers possible. Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy and colder, a high of 23, and a high near 30 on Friday. Currently in Richland Center, we have had a few flurries this morning. Cloudy skies. The barometer is steady at 30.33. And after a low of 11, we're at 12 degrees. This holiday season, let your business grow with WRCO Radio, the place to go. Affordable rates and results that are clear. We'll connect you to customers far and near. With Henry, your ads will delight. He'll make them sparkle like holiday lights. Promote your sales, events, or cheer and wrap up success to end the year. Call 647-2111 today. It's your time. Let Henry make your business shine.
What What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule for tonight, a look at this week in state sports as well, and some wild football games yesterday. Details in just a moment.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
In local sports, coming up tonight, we'll have coverage from Ithaca, where the Bulldogs will play host to Riverdale in area boys basketball. It's Ithaca's home opener, both teams playing their second game of the year and both looking for a first win. Boscobel at Lafarge, Iowa Grant at Highland, Waseca Steuben at Southwestern, also New Lisbon travels to Weston, it's Scales Mound at Benton, Cuba City at Galena, and Potosi travels to Mineral Point. Kickapoo will be at Hillsboro in boys basketball. Girls games tonight, including Cashton at Independence Gilmanton, and Southwestern travels to Potosi Cassville as well. The Badger football program is searching for answers after a lost season. The team's final record fell to 5-7 following a 24-7 loss to Minnesota last Friday. The Gophers have whipped UW three times in the last four meetings. Coach Luke Fickell's team was dominated as it closed the season on a five-game losing streak. Minnesota rolled up 374 total yards to just 166 for the Badgers, holding the football for nearly 34 minutes of the time of possession. Yesterday in football, some wild games. Josh Allen scored a receiving touchdown on a pass he threw to his latest do-everything performance. It was a beauty in front of a big snowfall crowd. The crowd enjoying the game on Sunday night. Maybe not the 49ers enjoying it so much in a 35-10 loss to the Bills. The Niners lost their third straight to fall to 5-7. San Francisco running back Christian McCaffrey suffered a knee injury that coach Kyle Shanahan described as potentially season-ending in the 49ers' loss. Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback Trevor Lawrence was carted off the field after taking a violent elbow to the face mask yesterday. It looks like he has suffered a concussion, will be out for a time as well after that game yesterday. The NFL saw some wild ones yesterday. As mentioned, Houston defeated Jacksonville in a close one, 23-20. The Vikings all the way back to win, leading just a minute 13 total time in that game, 23-22 over Arizona. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 44-38, Seattle 26, the Jets 21, Washington 42, Tennessee 19, the Rams 21, New Orleans 14, Tampa Bay 26-23 over Carolina in overtime, and Philadelphia beat Baltimore 24-19, the final score. The Badger men's basketball team will bring the best record in the country into the Kohl Center. At least one of them. They're tied for the best record right now. They'll take on Michigan. The Badgers ripped Chicago State in a non-conference one-sided battle Saturday, 74-53. Coach Greg Gard's team is 8-0 and has compiled the program's best one-loss record to start a season in 10 years. John Tanya led the scoring with 22 points on Saturday.
Also, Marquette stayed unbeaten by racing past Western Carolina Saturday, 94-62. The Golden Eagles have started the season with 8 straight victories as well. Cam Jones led the way with a double-double, 20 points and 10 assists. The next stop for the Bucks in the NBA's midseason tournament is Tuesday at Detroit. Saturday, Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup, refreshed after missing the previous game. He put up his third triple-double in the last 6 contests, leading Milwaukee to a 124-114 win over the Washington Wizards. Back to football, the Packers prepare for Detroit on Thursday night, and they featured a lighter practice on Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
That's why we kind of took it easy on them a little bit. We did have an individual period, but everything else outside of that was jog through. So we're just trying to help them recover a little bit just with the amount of volume that they've experienced over the course of a week.
The Packers play their second Thursday night game in a row. It'll be at Detroit on Thursday. The Badger hockey team took 5 of 6 points from Anchorage after a 2-1 shootout win on Saturday. Here's Coach Mike Hastings.
You know, I thought we had it on the right guy's stick multiple times in overtime with Morrissey. Now, obviously, we have to be harder in front of the net offensively, but to stick with it.
Our morning show today from WRCO Radio talks a little bit about agriculture. And, of course, we're in Thanksgiving season. We want to thank all of the agriculture community because we wouldn't have all of the goodies on the table at Thanksgiving if it weren't for agriculture. And we're going to today introduce you to Beth McElwam, who is UW-Madison Division of Extension and serves the greater Richland area and WRCO listening area. So, Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my background is actually mostly in beef production. I grew up on a small beef farm up in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, where I kind of fell in love with animals and grew up in 4-H and continued to love it there, and then pursued a degree in animal science at UW-River Falls, which ultimately led me to have this job, this position here as a regional livestock educator in UW-Madison Division of Extension. I'm more than happy to be here and meet local beef producers and all sorts of players in the livestock industry.
Growing up with 4-H and everything, you were well aware of extension, I'm guessing, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And as I got older, I actually got to work for extension in their 4-H program over in Pierce County up in northwest Wisconsin while I went to college. So I got a little bit of experience there, and it just became more and more aware to me as I grew up.
Tell us about your job as you serve Crawford, La Crosse, Richland, and Vernon counties.
Sure. So ultimately, my job in the past, Extension has had ag agents, you know, one per county. And now they've kind of differentiated a little bit. It's a little bit different setup. So ultimately, what we have is we have ag agents split into two different people, one who would focus more on crops or livestock or dairy, and mine is specifically focuses on livestock, but I also have a crops and soils counterpart. Her name is Anastasia Kurth here in Richland Center, and each of us cover a broader geography. So I cover Crawford, La Crosse, Richland, and Vernon counties, and Anastasia covers Richland, Juneau, and Sauk counties. So we are more specialized, we have kind of a deeper set of knowledge within our own special area, and we can take questions that pertain to us, and we can also partner together to produce different programs to serve the area as well.
How many days are you in Richland Center then?
It kind of depends. My main office is in Vernon County, so that's where I am the majority of my time. But if anyone ever wants to meet or contact me, my contact information is always available at the Richland Center office, as well as I can always come down and meet you. I have a certain amount of mileage that gets me traveling and whatnot, and I do love to come down to Richland Center. It's a beautiful drive down from Vernon County, and I try and make it down at least once a month, sometimes more, depending on what's happening.
Agriculture has certainly changed in the past, even in the past few years, hasn't it?
It has most certainly changed.
And as you look at that, looking ahead, what are some things that you see as positives?
Sure. I see so many positive things happening. There are so many producers that are wanting to learn more about how to create either higher quality animals or maybe in a more efficient way to create these higher quality animals and essentially using our resources in the best way possible, both financially and when it comes to labor and land resources as well.
I know that you have some different meetings coming up here and some things you'd like to promote. In fact, you have one in Richland Center coming up in a short time, don't you?
Yeah, of course. On December 3rd, we'll be hosting a producing quality beef workshop at the Richland Center Equity Livestock Sales Co-op. Andy, the manager over there, has been a great partner in extension programs in the past, and he's totally excited to help us host this workshop. It's in partnership with Wisconsin Debt Cap as well as Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Extension as well. And we'll kind of discuss a whole bunch of different things that essentially just relate to producing a high quality beef animal. There'll be a discussion with different packer representatives from the area and packers that come to the Richland Center barn. There'll also be a discussion on impacts and value, whether that's like shrink or mud and dirt or fitness for transport. We'll also talk about, you know, maybe some meat quality defects, things that we're looking for in that realm, and things that affect quality and yield grade as well. And we'll also have a hands-on demonstration when it comes to that. We'll be able to kind of get participants up looking at quality and yield grade hands-on with some real live meat products up at the front. We'll also talk about some pre-harvest factors that affect meat quality. So if you maybe have some bruises that are resulting in some trim loss on your carcasses, we'll be able to discuss that a little bit more. And overall, just some management practice that lead to high quality beef animals here in the U.S. or the Midwest, I should say.
Is that for all ages? Because I could see someone that's in an FFA or a 4-H beef project wanting to learn more. Would they be eligible for this too?
Yeah, for sure. Anyone can come of all ages. Can come learn about it. You know, whether you have 100 head or maybe just a few, it'd be useful for anyone.
And what are the hours on the 3rd of December?
Sure. So it starts about 10 a.m. Registrations open at 9:30 and it concludes at 3 p.m.
Sounds like you have some pretty good partners there, as you mentioned. You're all kind of in cahoots, aren't you?
Yeah, we love to stay in cahoots and partner, especially with Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Debt Cap, especially when it comes to a lot of this meat and meat processing sort of thing. They're a large player in that as well, so we love to keep everyone in the loop so we're all on the same page and producing some similar materials, and all of us working together just creates a really coherent message as well as shows beef producers that we're all in this together.
And you have another one coming up in January as well. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, we also have our Driftless Region Beef Conference. That will be a two-day conference down in Dubuque, Iowa at the Grand River Convention Center. And there's over the 2 days, we'll cover so many topics, but some of the highlighted ones are, you know, maybe talking about some risk management in our current really high-priced market, talking about crossbreeding and how that can benefit you and your herd. And since beef on dairy crosses are such a hot topic at this time, we do have Denise Schwab from Iowa State talking about a beef on dairy lifetime performance research project that they've been doing down there. So we've got some great things to highlight, a great opportunity to social network with some other beef producers as well as different leaders in the beef industry in our Driftless region.
I think a lot has changed too in terms of developing that animal through the years in terms of what people are looking for, what they like as far as quality beef.
True. And I think there are definitely different areas of the market that we can tap into. And especially if you're direct marketing, maybe you have a niche that produces a little bit leaner meat, or maybe you have a ton of customers that really like those fattier cuts. And right now, sale barns and in a lot of places are giving premiums for heavier cattle. Maybe they're a little bit fattier too. So, and over the years, we've just been growing, you know, tremendously larger and larger beef animals. So it's interesting to see how it's changed in the past few years and how we can continue to educate our producers to help them create high quality beef.
Do you work with organic farmers as well?
We do work with organic farmers as well. Yeah, we work with all type of producers. Overall, personally, myself and Extension as well wants beef producers to be successful, whether they're organic, grass-fed, or maybe more conventional too. If you are producing high quality beef animals and they're happy and healthy and you're making money, we totally support that, and along with all of our best management practice that we think can help you get there.
We've only talked about beef, but you obviously work with some other meat animals too, don't you?
Sure, yeah. My specialty is definitely in beef animals, but we can also, as a statewide organization, we have vast resources on swine, poultry, sheep, goats. We do get quite a few, you know, maybe some backyard chickens. We got some families who have a few chickens, and I do love to call chickens and maybe goats maybe the gateway livestock. You know, that's kind of where you enter the livestock industry, and then you dive deeper into maybe some larger animals. So we do get some questions on those, and I can totally help you with any of your crazy livestock questions, whether it's like, what should they be eating? Or it looks funny, I'm not quite sure what's happening. You know, sometimes you may have to call your vet, but I can definitely be a resource for you as well.
Do you deal with dairy?
I actually don't deal with dairy that much. We do have dairy. We have a dairy educator network across the state, and I can definitely direct you. We have Jackie McCarville, who's actually a little bit southwest. She's in Iowa, Grant, and a couple of other counties, but I know Iowa and Grant counties for sure. And she can kind of help with some of your questions. And we also have dairy state specialists that cover the entire state that can help you with your questions as well.
So you have a real network, and also if somebody asks you something that you can't answer, you can find it out, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. And if I can't answer it and they can't answer it, they will know someone who can answer it. So that's the beauty and part of why I love working for Extension is it's has a very teamwork kind of environment, and we just need to get these, you know, community members the correct answer. And even if I can't do it, I'm not afraid to say that I don't know and pass that on to someone else, and maybe I can learn something in the process too.
We think about agriculture and we think about, oh, you know, the vanishing family farms and things like that. But I'm always amazed to see the number of people that work in an ag-related field here in the state of Wisconsin. It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, growing up, I thought if you worked in ag, you were a farmer, you know, and that was mm-hmm. kind of your only option. But as I got older, I was like, wow, there's so many. And now when I get to work with so many people who have jobs in the ag industry that are so unique and different, and I love that. And this is a unique and different ag position, and I love it.
What about the year in agriculture as we look back on 2024? Has it been a pretty good one?
I was actually just reading an article the other day that was published in the Wisconsin Agriculturalist, and the title was Ag in 2024, Good for Some, Bad for Others. So I think it depends for sure. The growing season was definitely challenging with so much rain right away. If you were growing hay at all, you know, that was a challenge. And then it kind of turned into almost a little bit of a drought here more towards the fall. So we had some extremes, and especially up against last year's growing season, it has been a crazy couple of years back to back. As far as, you know, livestock goes, if you did grow hay this year, I would highly suggest getting any forages you grew tested to make sure you're meeting animal nutritional needs over this winter here. But overall, I think, you know, I'm sure it was great for some, maybe not so great for others, depending on which area of the industry that you're in.
What's interesting, too, is one person, it might be good, and then 5 miles away, you know, it might have been bad. I mean, that's just kind of the way Mother Nature works with weather, isn't it?
Oh, totally true.
Yeah. What about the future and some things that you'd like to accomplish as you look down the road, Beth?
Sure. So in the future, overall, my background heavily is in welfare and humane handling. So I'd love to see myself be able to produce a hands-on workshop that talks about humane handling and the benefits that it can bring you and your cattle as well, and also talk about some welfare things. And welfare is so encompassing that I think it kind of covers topics like nutrition and housing and facilities and things like that, which I think is a beautiful thing about it, but it can also be extremely overwhelming. So in the future, I'd love to put on some programs like that. Also in the future, I'd love to just meet more community members. I'm new to the area, so getting out and meeting people by attending some Farm Bureau meetings and local cattlemen's meetings. Everyone has been so kind and open to me, and it's been so wonderful to meet already so many beef producers and different livestock producers as well, whether that's sheep and goats. So in the future, I'd love to just meet a few more producers, or a few hundred maybe if I can, and put on some programs that the community values. That's essentially what I'm here for, and keep it moving.
So if somebody's listening and they'd like you to come and be a part of a program, you're welcome to that then.
Yeah, of course, for sure. And if, you know, you have something that you think that maybe I would fit into or have some questions, you can always feel free to give me a call. I'm open to ideas, and the worst I can say is no, and I'm not very good at that, so it's perfect.
So you have the Producing Quality Beef seminar in Richland Center December 3rd. I know you're doing another one of those early in the year next year, too, aren't you?
Yeah, we actually have a few of those that are coming up as well. The closest one to this area would be on February 12th, the Producing Quality Beef in Bloomington. So we'll be working with Bloomington Livestock Sales for that one, and it'll cover all the same topics that the Richland Center one will as well.
If someone has questions about anything we've talked about today, what's the best source so they can get a hold of you then?
Yeah, sure. You can give me a call or you can even text me. I have one of those fancy smartphones. My phone number is 608-632-0599. Or you can contact your local extension office as well, and they can pass my information along to you.
Well, we appreciate Adam Haiti sending you our way, too.
Oh, yeah. He's actually my boss, and it's been great to work with him, and very chill and very supportive of me and my role, and wants me to succeed.
That's important.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Beth McElwam from the ULM-Madison Division of Extension, Regional Livestock Educator for Crawford, La Crosse, Richland, and Vernon Counties on The Morning Show.
Kent, we are thinking of you. Togetherness is the